But Jesus hid himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a terrible conclusion, what a fearful resolution of our Lord that he should hide himself. Of old, when the first sin had been committed by our parents, Adam and Eve, in shame, they tried to hide themselves from God who sought them. And they tried in vain, for no one can hide from the face of God. But today, we see God hiding himself from sinful man. If God should hide, who shall find him? Jesus has said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek me and you shall find me." Yes, these are consoling words for the sinner, for he who has wandered. For our Lord promises to him who should seek him in truth that he will reveal himself. But no one seeks Jesus in truth, sincerely, unless, as Jesus has told us in the Gospel, he be drawn by the Father. In other words, grace, the free gift of God, whereby he moves our will, he enlightens our intellect, moves our will, that is a necessary prerequisite to sincerely seek God so as to find him, in order to be able to even conceive a desire to seek God. But if these graces, these sweet invitations of God, if they are continually rejected, at length God withholds them. Jesus hides himself. What could be more deplorable than this state of a man? Such a man, thus freed from the presence of the God who had sought him, free from any desire for this same God, he now is unhindered in pleasing himself in sin. Such a man thinks himself to finally have found peace and contentment. And he even rejoices that for the day that he, his God, removed himself from him and hid himself. And if such a man should take thought of God anymore, it is only in order to efface or disgrace his name in the presence of others, to take away his remembrance from the minds of other men. And this is exactly the state of being we see in the Pharisees and scribes today. And alas, it is still seen to this very day in hardened sinners. Dear faithful, now is the acceptable time. If you hear the voice of God, harden not your hearts today. Thus the church begins Passiontide in the divine office. If you hear the voice of God today, harden not your hearts, as the scribes and Pharisees have done. If hitherto you have continued to love sin, now detest sin. But do pray and invoke the Sacred Heart of Jesus that according to his promises, he give it to his priests to touch the most hardened of sinners. For if not for this, they are to be lost, as the scribes and Pharisees from whom Jesus hid himself. Now Jesus, we read, hid himself. If you look around the church today, you will notice how Christ is veiled. The saints, even, are veiled. They are hidden from our bodily eyes. If so be it, as it is, how shall we find Christ? who is hidden from us? Well, he is hidden from our bodily eyes. We must therefore seek him with the eyes of the soul. St. John, in the Gospel, relates, Jesus, speaking to the woman at the well, said to the woman, "You adore that which you know not." The scribes and Pharisees, they saw Jesus, whom they knew not, and so he hid himself. "You adore that which you know not, but we," Jesus speaking of himself and the true and the faithful, "we adore that which we know. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true adorer shall adore the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father also seeketh such to adore him. God is a spirit, and they that adore him must adore him in spirit and in truth." The church is veiled, all her sacred images today, to mourn the humiliation, the desolation of Christ, rejected by his people. Christ, thus hidden, even from our bodily eyes, must be sought the more ardently by the soul. Do not be dismayed, for Jesus has not hidden himself from us forever. No, the day cometh when he shall be lifted up in the sight of all to draw all men to himself. This was his one desire during life, and this is how he described his crucifixion. "If I be lifted up, I shall draw all men to myself." And again it was written, "They shall look upon him whom they pierced," Christ crucified. On Good Friday, the crucifix is to be revealed again. This and this alone. For it is only by the crucifix, which we have to seek in spirit and in truth, that we will be able to have fellowship with the saints who are to be revealed the following day. Now we enter upon the end of Lent, Passiontide. The sole thought of the church is on the passion and death of Christ. So now you must make this your chief occupation. If you would consider the passion of Christ, if you would seek this man of sorrows, as he is called, Jesus, with the eye of your soul, it is necessary to meet him where he is, hidden from the world, hidden from commerce, hidden from the vulgar gaze, hidden from sin and all that savors of sin. Behold, he is veiled. So these final weeks of Lent, let us withdraw more completely from the world in order to ponder and to love Jesus scourged and crucified. The radio, the television, computers, phones, social media, the news, sports, the internet, these things, they may indeed be lawful, and they can just as easily be unlawful. But in any case, they do require much of our attention, don't they? And behold how easily they claim our thoughts, our imagination, our desires throughout the day when we are not even engaged in them. But let us give all possible attention in the few days that remain to Jesus. Recreation is still necessary, it is true, but consider more primitive, more simple, less technological recreations. In the last weeks of his life, Jesus, in the evening after teaching in the temple, he would retire to a garden in the Mount Olivet. It was a beautiful, peaceful space, and there he could pray and be at ease. Or he also would spend time visiting his close friends in Bethania. So if you don't know what to do with spare time, it's a good idea to make some charitable visits, or maybe even a phone call to for family or friends, those who could use it, those who may be lonely, who are desolate, who are in need of charity. And remember, in this regard, to consider first those who are of the same household of the faith, those who are of the true faith. I close with the prayer of St. Alphonsus concerning Christ crucified. O most lovely God, because you love us, you desire that we should desire you. God thirsts to be thirsted for, as St. Gregory teaches. Ah, my Lord, you thirst for me, and shall I not thirst for thee? You have promised to grant us whatever we seek from you. Ask, and you shall receive. I ask of you, therefore, but one gift, the gift of loving you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.